It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot in these markets?
You know, we're going to have to go with the weather. Then we continue to see the hot and dry forecast. You know, the 6 to 10 shows that we're going to see, you know, above normal temps, much above normal temps for the plains, and the Corn Belt's kind of expanded a little bit now. So that includes the whole region, almost all of the U.S. And we're still looking at below to much below normal precip as well. And the 8 to 14 day forecast kind of, well, warms it up and dries it out. But yet the market's not performing with what you think the weather forecast was telling us.
What's not hot with this market then?
It's beans, corn, and wheat. Everything is kind of seen an indiscriminate selling here this morning. And a lot of that is, you know, one, we did get a little showers over the weekend that they think might stave off some of the trouble. But the bigger part is that we're starting to see grain flow out of the Ukraine. So right now we are starting to see some wheat and some corn leave the Black Sea region. These are boats that have been loaded before the Russia occupation took place. So these were already sitting there ready to go, and they're starting to move. I think there's 17 of them. 10 of them have been kind of scheduled to leave. And that's what's kind of dampening the wheat and the corn market here this morning, spilling over to put some pressure in soybeans.
You see this risk-off type of trade continuing?
You know, I don't. I think weather is still going to come in and kind of be the trump here at some point. So I do think that if we get verified again in the noon runs today and again tonight, I think, and we after we see the crop progress reports on Monday afternoon, I think this market will start to see a little bit of support come back in again, especially if that hot dry continues, as it is going to trim the U.S. corn yield. Right now, it's all about the weather market, and right now we got a little bit of side note that this market's going to kind of see a little bit of trouble with, but overall, the weather is going to trump it, and I think that'll start to take precedence again later in the week.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.